Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Recent wildfires in Nebraska have left many cattle operations facing urgent management decisions. On today's program, we'll hear about the extent of the fires from UNL rangeland ecologist Dirac Twidwell, who starts the interview by talking about the geographic scope of the fires.
The Morrill Fire, which is now the largest in, Nebraska's history and will probably end up being, top 10, top 25 wildfires in the lower 48 over the last couple decades. That one's located in the sand hills of Nebraska. That's obviously our largest temperate grassland in North America. So think your big open prairies that are uninterrupted, unfragmented, and dominated by sandy soils under that prairie. The one that's the Cottonwood Fire, that one's south of Gothenburg area, Brady. That one's in low soils, and so different soil type. That one has a lot more of a grassland with cedar mix. So you saw very different types of fire behavior given the types of vegetation. And of course, when you're coming out of these drier winters and you have those kind of wind speeds, those are when we see these like major wildfire events that have happened throughout the Great Plains now over the last decades.
Dirac discusses the possibilities of recovery after these devastating wildfires.
It's a tough thing to answer now because These fires are still going on, and you're talking about, groups that are in shock. There's a lot of need for emotional support, mental health support, and, so hopefully what we can do is provide a little bit of feedback on what we expect to play out with some of the vegetation. And we've studied every wildfire in the Great Plains over the last 35 years, 14,000 plus wildfires. And there's not a single wildfire in this rangeland of the Great Plains that hasn't recovered. And the pace of that recovery will depend on the precipitation we get this year and next year, and then how grazing was before and after the fire. But we also have a wildfire monitoring response team at the University of Nebraska so that we make sure there's something new, novel, totally unprecedented. If this is the first of thousands of fires that we've looked at to do something different, we want to be there to help people and know how to navigate that.
Dirac says the spread of invasive eastern red cedar trees may have contributed to the spread of the wildfires.
Much less of that, of course, in that southwestern area of the Sandhills. And there's been a lot of focus on that in the state, partially because of the wildfire issue we've seen in states south of us. And that did play out a lot more in the Cottonwood Fire. I mean, when fires in those conditions are going through things like eastern red cedar, those are areas that are above wildfire suppression guidelines. The initial conversations I've had with some of the rancher groups in that area is that where there was past work to prevent cedar from coming in, the network of historical prescribed burns in that community in that area, those were where people were able to defend and be able to tackle those fires. Like even in, as those winds died down, those grassland kind of matrices is where people have better success than, of course, the really intense flames. And just fires, you're talking about fire behavior that people haven't seen much in this state. And that played out a lot more in that Cottonwood Fire in the Les Canyons. And obviously, that's why there's been so much messaging on it in the state, is trying to prevent that type of fire behavior. And what also in the Sandhills, those are some of the patches where you have dense stands of cedar that we know is going to be the longer term recovery. We've studied that a little bit in past wildfires there. And let alone unprecedented fire behavior and fire danger that risks fire suppression efforts and, to people trying to escape fires and evacuate. Mm-hmm. But the Morrill Fire, that was grassland dominated with high winds and so forth. So that you're talking about just when you have 60 mile an hour gusts, those are when you get these extreme fire periods, big wildfires, and cedar just elevates it compared to grasslands by orders of magnitude.
Stay tuned to future Extension Almanac programs to hear more updates on recovering from this most recent wildfires. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.